This is Dr. Sachdeva, SACHDEVA, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Sandra Rojas Garcia. First name is Sandra, S-A-N-D-R-A, middle name is Rosas, R-O-S-A-S, last name Garcia, G-A-R-C-I-A, Garcia, date of birth 2-8-1977. This letter is being written to Dr. Gustavo Parra, G-U-S-T-A-V-O, last name is Parra, P-A-R-R-A, Parra, address... Elm Rock Avenue, Suite 10, San Jose, California, 95127. Telephone number 408-254-5040. Fax number 408-254-5044. Dear Dr. Parra, P-A-R-R-A, thank you for asking me to see this 47-year-old female in allergy consultation, period. Her history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. I was fortunate enough to get an excellent Spanish interpreter and obtained a decent history, period. Sandra has been in United States for about 7 years, has been in the United States for many years, and has had intermittent complaints of skin itching and runny nose and stuffiness off and on, period. She lived in Mexico prior to coming to this country and was generally well, period. There is history of minor cough and occasional wheeze, and was given inhalers, but does not like to use these inhalers, period. She hasn't had any significant wheezing, asthma attack, for many years, period. No emergency room visits, period. She's not using any medications, period. There is history of possible sleep apnea, and she's going to be evaluated for this particular problem, period. There is no exposure to any pets or smokers, period. She has taken Claritin with some benefit, period. She also takes some blood pressure medication and magnesium, and overall is in good state of health, period. Examination revealed a very pleasant 47-year-old who had moderate enlargement of inferior turbinates, period. Chest examination was pretty benign, period. I discussed with her in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, period. She was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. Pulmonary lung functions, period. I gave her some singular 10 milligram, and she seems to have no trouble with the singular, and hopefully that is helpful in management of some wheezing and coughing, period. Skin testing did not I did some skin testing, and that was completely negative, period. She certainly does not have any allergies that would be explain all these symptoms, period. However, the inferior turbinates are large, and they can cause some stuffiness and rhinitis like symptoms, period. My final diagnosis, number one, chronic history of rhinitis and asthma in good control. Number two, history of large inferior turbinates. Number three, history of sleep apnea. My recommendations are, number one, appropriate studies for sleep apnea should be performed. Number two, ENT referral may be needed for persistent nasal congestion, which is certainly non-allergic in nature. Number three certainly singular can be used for any asthma or wheezing. Number four, inhalers might be required, and she may need to use a spacer for appropriate administration of medications for asthma problem, period. Certainly, no significant environmental precautions are required, period. Number five, I have given some Allegra samples for any itching or any non-specific nasal symptoms, period. I've asked her to see you for ongoing follow-up and general well care, period. Please do give me a call if you have any problems, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With the warmest regards, end of dictation, on patient Sandra Rojas Garcia.